I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. My guest this afternoon is George Ellsworth, who's a longtime Duluth musician. He's been making music around the area for quite some time with various bands, Hot Toddy, No Room to Pogo, Snow Barn, to name a few. This is his homegrown debut as a solo artist. He'll be performing as Brother George coming up this Saturday at Carmody, and he's been kind enough to set aside some time this afternoon to come in and speak with us. George, welcome to the program, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Mike.
So I can't imagine this is your first time here in studio, but it's probably your first time all by yourself, no?
Yeah, well, I think I might have done one a few years back. It was kind of a one-off as a fundraiser for Pearl Swanson.
But, sure. Well, and I've been told that this is, you know, like I said, you've been playing for a while. You've helped out a lot of different musicians, but this is your first homegrown, doing your own solo project. Brother George, if you could, because it's Homegrown Week, and we kind of try to reflect, you know, live from Studio A during Homegrown Week, the fact that it's a lot of either new artists or people that don't typically get a chance to be out there and play, or people that haven't been here before, or it's been a long time since they were. Maybe you can just give us a brief a synopsis of your experience in the Duluth music scene.
Well, my experience so far has been one of It sounds almost cliche to say, but it's kind of a familial experience because so many of us are in so many different projects that we kind of cross-pollinate. So we'll have one member that's in a common band with you who may serve one role and they serve another role, or they're a leader in a different band, and we kind of cycle around. I mean, that's the running joke is with Homegrown is that you're not really a local musician unless you're in at least three bands. I think that bears true, and I think it's a really supportive community rather than a more competitive one that you might see elsewhere.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. I mean, it's we just so happen to have a lot of really musically and artistically like-minded people living in the here in the Northland. I know that, you know, artistic and musical collaborations happen in any city. It's not like we're Brooklyn or Nashville or Seattle, but I think that for the size of the population, we definitely have a pretty disproportionately robust music scene. So I'm excited to hear what you've got from your solo work. Why don't we start off with a tune just to give us an idea of what we can expect?
Okay. I think this is one I'm going to play Saturday night slightly differently. It's actually a two-part as an instrumental first part, which I'm going to tease you and not play this time. I'll just do the second part with the vocal. It's called Camera.
Sometimes I like to look at you, then quickly turn away, so the light could burn your face in me. Tell me it's alright. This single bloody avenue turns memory into pain. Tell me it's alright. Tell me it's alright. My heart just like a camera flows. This camera flows, this camera flows. It's picture exposed to you. Tell me it's alright. Tell me it's alright. Tell me it's alright. Did you see what I did just then? Did you see what I did? did just then. I made my hand dance as if I were reaching for your hand. My hand was reaching for you, darling. Do you understand?
Local musician George Ellsworth, live from Studio A, performing during this year's Homegrown Music Festival as Brother George. It's his first step out as a solo artist into the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival. He'll be performing at Carmody on Saturday night. George, we were talking a little bit before this set. I was wondering, you're not originally from Duluth. You're from somewhere else. Tell us a little bit about where you're from. When did you arrive here? Duluth is this place where there's a lot of people that live here that aren't from here, which is surprising because it's not really on its way to or from anywhere. And so I was very curious as to how people from faraway places found themselves in this town.
There's always Thunder Bay. But anyway.
There you go.
I'm originally from Maryland. I was born and raised there just outside of Baltimore. And I've been in Duluth for 15 years now. I kind of moved here out of a fluke in my personal life. And I ended up staying largely because of the music community here and just the arts community in general, that it was so large for such a small place. And, you know, it boggled my mind with the access to the amount of art and the amount of art spaces that there was here compared to even just down the Beltway in Baltimore, which it just actually kills it pretty much. I mean, there was like an open mic we played every now and then, or there's some little bar on Route 40 or something that we could play for nothing when we were in high school. And outside of that, there wasn't really a whole lot of outlet for musicians where I was.
Would you say that's characteristic of the East Coast in general, or is this just sort of a bad sample that you got?
I'm hoping that I had sort of just a bad luck of the draw, because I mean, of course, you have the bigger centers. You have your New York. You have your Boston. I can't really speak for the rest of the region, because that just wasn't my experience. But just where I was, had limited amount of access, limited venues, and I mean, it's gone through a few changes since I've left. So I think they were holding out or something. I don't know. I might have to look into that. But what it did afford me was the opportunity to spend a lot of time at home studying my own technique and listening to a lot of records. So
you've been, have you been back recently at all? See how it's going?
No, I haven't been there. Last time I was there was a few years ago, when my mother passed, but, I haven't been there recently, and it'd be interesting to find out, because I still have some friends who are still, they're still eking it out in the scene. So,
so you've been involved in the music and art scene pretty much since day one that you moved to Duluth. It was kind of a immediate pickup. Did you start playing around town? Did you meet some people pretty much right off the bat, or was there a prolonged adjustment period?
You know, once I made the decision to step out, it was pretty easy. I think the first experience that I actually had was the drone performance at the North Shore, and an elegy to Eric Lenz, the young poet. And there I met a lot of people that I still either associate with or have worked with since. I mean, I met Al Sparrock that night, and Krista McShane and Aaron Molina, If Thousands, which I did a little bit of recording with, subsequently. And that was at the North Shore, but like I said, I also met a lot of people through, then moving on to doing some recording at Sacred Heart, and through just through almost like an incubator that has become as a studio, and through Eric Swanson and his wonderful sense, and it was really swift, and it was really easy, because I think probably shortly after that was when I started frequenting places like Beaner's and their open mic, and meeting Jason Wusso and Steven Isaacson, and that's how I ended up in No Room to Pogo, which was the first band I was in the Duluth area. So
No Room to Pogo, and then you teamed up with Todd Eckert, and you were with Hot Toddy in the Blue Tones for a while.
Yeah, and also with Max Dakota in Modern Life when he was in the area too. That was a good couple of years.
Okay, and the most recent project I would say probably is Snow Barn.
Yes.
I'm in the ballpark there. Tell me a little bit about that.
Snow Barn, I guess it started as a folk duo with Ari Norgard and Galen Tressler now. And they had sought to kind of expand their music, I think mostly for the recording, but we also did a lot of live stuff. But they wanted a backing band, and they wanted to extend the vocabulary that they had, which was robust already. And so they had myself and Lefty Johnson from the Black Eyed Snakes, and Chad Erlemeyer from Luke Grew on drums, and We did something to this folk duo that none of us had probably expected us to sound like, but it was great, because I don't think I can pinpoint something that had quite that mixture of what it was, because we had the folk duo on top, and then Chad's got a really strong jazz vocabulary, and I'm understanding of that, and so is Lefty, but me and Lefty are also big, like, old school R&B fans are into those kinds of grooves, and it almost became like a folk duo backed up by the Funk Brothers from Detroit. It was, but it sounds like it shouldn't work, but it did.
Well, good. Lots of cool collaborations in this town. You're well entrenched in the Duluth music scene. Let's why don't we hear?
Get rid of me.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Why don't we hear another tune?
Okay, this is a song that it didn't make the album, but it was at Ari and Galen's request that we started doing this at Snow Barn shows, because they had heard me sing it on occasion with open mics, and occasionally I host the open mic at Sir Ben's. And I guess they liked the song so much that they wanted that to be part of the Snow Barn repertoire. So it's called North Star. And that's, I guess it's self-explanatory, so.
Remember the promise you told me, the promise made long ago. You said you'd think of me always, that with all the will in the world, you'd return. day seemed to pass me so slowly. When I am wishing you near, North Star, take me back home and take me to see you again. But who knows where? 'Cause I don't know who I am, and I don't know where I've been. No star, take me home. No star, take me
George Ellsworth, a.k.a. Brother George, live from Studio A, performing at Carmody's this weekend as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. What was the name of that tune again, George?
It was called North Star.
North Star. And that one's not, that one did not make the album, but you do have an album coming out.
I'm always having an album coming out. That's the story. Now, I always end up being on somebody else's album as a result. But I've been doing some recording for the past year, and hopefully I will have something out by the end of the year that, under my own banner. I've been exploring some different sounds, a little bit different from what we have here.
Under the banner of Brother George?
Perhaps. There's another curve there. I've been doing a lot of work with some more electronic sounds under the name Black Rose Council, which may be the first thing I might do. I might put out an EP of songs under Brother George just to have that, because I've been starting to get some people asking for that, and I'm finally getting to the point where I feel that I'm comfortable with, you know, with the voice that I have, or comfortable with enough of the songs that actually get something in release. At least as a form of an EP, if I start playing out, I'll probably just give those away for free. I have a SoundCloud right now that's kind of like a little bit of a laboratory, if you want to hear what I'm working on. I'm not afraid to, like, throw up something that I just mixed and see what I'm doing there for now. So,
for those people that don't know, SoundCloud is sort of a open source thing where you can, anybody really can upload music that they've recorded or mixed or edited or what have you. How is that something that you're really familiar with? How have you found that something like that is advantageous to musicians who are trying to make something happen?
Well, the first thing about it is that it's free. And I think you can upload a fair amount of music. I think maybe up to about 2 hours worth of music for free. And it's also embeddable. So when you have a track that you've posted on the SoundCloud, you can just embed it as a post on your Facebook or a link on your Twitter account, and people can link to that from there. And the applications are very compatible with all the major social media, and that's kind of nice. And it's very quick and very responsive, and you don't have to sign up for anything to listen. And it's kind of a big equalizer, because a lot of independent musicians and a lot of more well-known musicians are posting on the SoundCloud. You know, I just saw that Daniel Rawson from Grizzly Bear posted some stuff that didn't make it on some of their albums, some recent songs that I guess he'd been working on that didn't make the Shields.
Yeah.
And that's great to experience that, especially if you're interested in that process. And also as a process for people you know, because you can follow people just like
that. Well, it's definitely interesting to see the way that the music industry is changing because of stuff like that. You know, I can remember whatever it was 10 or 15 years ago with the digitalization of music, and as accessible as it became, it kind of made a lot of people mad or nervous or upset about it at first. And now you have these things where it's like, well, if you can't beat them, join them, and sort of embrace the natural way that things tend to want to flow. So back to you for a minute. This performing solo, performing your own songs by yourself, this isn't something that's necessarily totally new for you. This is just the first time that you've done it in Duluth, or just for the Homegrown Music Festival, or?
This is the first time that I've done it, you know, just as a full-blown thing, saying this is the presentation of my music. And like I said, I've done, like, open mic performances, or I've done, like, one or two things, or here and there. But this is the first time I've kind of done it in an official capacity. So,
let's do another tune.
Okay, this one is kind of in the mold of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, great songwriters from the '60s, and it's probably more because I know a lot of my songs. The form is kind of open, but this is a more tight, more traditional, at least traditional in the sense of the Brill Building style of writing. It's called "Isn't It Enough."
There's a bird upon my windowsill. Its trilling spills into the room as a flashlight burns in negative. It makes its way through the evening. Isn't enough, I say, that I heard the word and all could be forgiven? Isn't enough, you say, that the misty bonds of love is but a burden? But is it hurting me when there's nothing left but common sense, and everything is all consumed by an early morning recompense, and everything true cannot be proved? Isn't it enough, you say, that forgiveness is a virtue of the willing? Isn't it enough, I say, that confessing in the night is unfulfilling? But is it killing me? Oh, isn't it enough, you say? Isn't it enough, you say? claws like birds. They fall into the night and touch the parts of us the words can never mend.
Brother George, live from Studio A, it's local musician George Ellsworth, who's performing this year as Brother George. He's going to be playing at Carmody Irish Pub coming up this Saturday. There's just a few other things I kind of wanted to talk about before we finish up here, George. I know you were talking earlier about the vibrant collaborations of the Duluth music scene, and the way that everybody just kind of hops around and helps each other out. And there's really, you know, you're not part of the homegrown unless you're in three different bands or whatever it happens to be, because you see that so often. You know, you see a lot of people playing with lots of different people. You'll play one night and you'll literally walk, I don't know, 100 feet down the road and hop into another bar or venue or whatever it happens to be and set up shop there with somebody else. And now you've got so much other so many other arts that are part of the Homegrown Music Festival now. You know, it's no longer just bands, but there's poets and there's filmmakers and there's photographers and there's this and that. What other, if any, parts of the Duluth art scene are you involved in? Is it just music, or is there anything else that you particularly tend to appreciate?
Yeah, I kind of stepped a little bit into visual arts. I've started to do photography again, which was something that I did some time ago, but I started again 2 years ago. I started taking pictures of bands and musicians, which was pretty easy because I almost viewed it as taking pictures of my friends. And I've started to branch that out into other types of scenes. And I've kind of stepped my toe into the water a little bit. I just did the last Artist Kamikaze last fall at Pizza Luce. That was on display for a while. The collaboration with Peyton Farrell. And I have a show of my own photographs coming up later this year. That's going to be on display in November at Beaner Central. And again, with the social media, I do have a Facebook page for my photography, which I've been slowly building. And that's something that I've been really excited to explore for a while. So,
I've also read that you've either by yourself or assisted in composing a few film scores or theater scores. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I did a film score about, oh boy, it was years ago, and I did a really independent film called Fools of the Game. Don't worry, you've never heard of it. And I did the score, and I did a handful of songs for that. And I also did a score recently for the Duluth Playhouse for the Tugboat Children's Theater a couple of years back for their production of The Crane Wife, which is based on an old Japanese folktale, which is a fantastic piece. And I'm looking to do that again. I'm working on some cues now for an independent feature that's being made locally by some really great guys, starring the one and only Abe Curran. Trust me, folks, when this comes out, you have to see it. His talents of a musician is already well-known, but his bona fides as an actor is coming up. So it's fantastic. So,
do we? I think we have time. Do you think we could hear just one more tune?
Sure. Let's see. I can continue on with my obsession with the A minor chord, and I'll do a song called If.
I begged you you come to me. The picture of the pain has come to be. If I told you, you could run from me. It only hides the things that you can't see. In all the love that you can find, and all of the love you can leave behind is here inside of your mind. Keeps the urgency, but not the name. If you hold me, I'll be surely inflamed until I lose myself in this game. In all the love that I can see, and all of the love that was meant to be is here inside. You could run from me. If I begged you, would you come to me? If I begged you, would you come to me? If I begged you.
George Ellsworth, live from Studio A well-seasoned Duluth musician who is making his homegrown debut as a solo artist this year as Brother George. He's going to be playing at Carmody Irish Pub at 10:45 coming up this Saturday. George, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thanks, Mike. Happy homegrown.
Absolutely. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions. Go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, Rick McLean, Cameron Flackney, and me, Mike Nowitzki. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.